All right. You got everything ready? Lights,
yeah. Good. Lights, camera, action, baby. We live in 3, 2, 1. What's up, useful nonsense people? We are back. I am Ruffy. This is Javi. We have been away. We had the holidays. Then I got sick. And then what happened?
Bro, he just been busy.
We've been busy.
He's been busy. I've been busy. He's about to finish school.
Yeah. Announcement time. Announcement time. Can we make an announcement?
Let's go. Real quick? Let's go. Let's go. All right.
Announcements. So first and foremost, let me fix my audio. I'm about to finish barber school in about 2 weeks. I'll be done with barber school. I have also become an apprentice barber at Chop House Barber Company.
Let's fucking go, baby. Yo,
this opportunity is fucking amazing. The yeah. shit that I'm learning, man, is like lining me up like at least 2-3 years ahead of my peers. Shit that I, you know what I'm saying, most barbers will be getting into like year 2 or 3 of their career. I'm getting into like 3 months into my barber
career. Right fucking
now. You know what I'm saying?
Right fucking so, now.
Yeah, bro. These opportunities are blessings.
Let's go, Rafi.
Is going to be a big year. Javi, what announcements, news, shit. What have you been doing, bro? Like, you've been hustling so much.
Bro.
I can't even get a hold of you. I tried to book one of the days. You were booked out for the time I wanted, so I was selfish. I'm not going to lie. I was like, well, how dare he? I was like, how dare he get booked out at 10 o'clock in the morning? Who the fuck is getting a 10 o'clock appointment on Thursday?
Yeah, bro, I know. Yeah, I've been pretty fucking busy, man. Just doing my thing, building the salon and shit like that. And I picked up a mentorship and along the way just to help me scale the business. And that's gonna be pretty interesting going forward. But you know,
see that? The boys have gotten mentors now.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? Even Javi about to be... Y'all don't realize the come up Javier is about to have this year is about to be one of the craziest come ups. I'm so excited to witness this shit, bro.
Yeah, bro, it's gonna be fucking
the guy
crazy.
That got me into the industry is about to go into the next level.
About
of the industry.
To be crazy. I'm stressed out about it because it's a lot of change, no? But longevity wise, it's gonna be worth it.
Oh, dude,
longevity wise, by the end of the year, I'm gonna be a whole new barber on a new scale.
I'm about to cry.
It's going to be crazy.
Lights connected. <movies. laughs> Nah, but it's good.
Yeah,
hey,
bro.
But look, real talk. You got to make it cool. We got to make it cool to cry for your homies' accomplishments.
Yeah, man. I'm proud of this, man.
You
bro.
Know what I'm saying?
Hey, this is a big opportunity. You know how many people just jump into like any other place and just tolerate shit? Me. and so like it's a pretty courageous move. And he got a job down the road from where he works.
Yeah,
he's working at a Burrow's working at a gym. That's the best. Any barbers watching right now is the best place to promote yourself.
Yes.
Starting out at any point in your career is the best time place. To promote yourself. The gym. Those are people that give way too much fucks about themselves. Which
exactly.
Is the people, which are your clients.
Exactly.
So, hey.
Exactly. So, I mean, yes, I did get a job at a gym too. I totally forgot about that. Like, I've been,
he forgot about it. God dude, damn, that boy busy.
I forgot
busy.
About it.
He said, oh yeah, is, I got a job. I forgot about it.
The thing with that is, I don't, like, I'm at that point now where I'm like, I want to be an entrepreneur full time.
I hear you, bro.
You get what I'm saying? I'd rather do this shit. I'd rather lose money doing barbering because I love what I'm doing.
Yeah, bro.
I go to bed every night and I'm satisfied.
You're going to be all right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro.
That's a different level of satisfaction I never felt in the 10 years that I've had a job.
Especially when you catch some momentum, bro. When you catch some momentum and you got a good system in place to keep it all and you know what I mean? You have your days to yourself, bro.
Oh, dude. This is going to be phenomenal. This year, you're going to see Useful Nonsense blow up. You're going to see Javier individually blow up. You're going to see me blow up individually. Like
instead of seeing weekly episodes, guys, I hate to break it to you, I'll probably end up seeing monthly, depending on how crazy... Things pick up for us.
Because I'm about to be on a 7-day grind, like literally starting this week.
I'm on a 7-day grind as well.
You see what I'm saying?
Like, hey, bro. What time do we not eat at? Wasn't the last
bro,
time
we ate? We didn't eat for 12 hours today. We were from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
bro,
without food.
Fucking just fucking burn.
Dude, I was on coffee and nicotine.
Bro, I got an energy drink and midway through my day because I had like a 2-hour gap. Today I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna go to the gym, and I went and burned more calories with no food in my stomach, and then went back and cut like 5 more heads and finished my day, and I got here, bro. And I finally got Jersey Mike's. Hey, what'd you eat?
I had Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A, okay.
I had Chick-fil-A. I got that number 2 deluxe. You know what I'm saying? Because I like to be healthy every now and then, so I get vegetables
on
it.
MLK Day. God damn.
Of course.
I was like, why you do that? Hold on. Hey, look, I got a Subway sandwich. Listen, come on now.
Listen, bro. Listen. Like Don Tolliver said.
No.
I was shiesty in my all black fitted. All black. All black, baby. You know what I'm saying?
I see you with the beanie now.
Hey, bro. I love it. I love it.
The beanie life is nice. Not
it's
lie.
Nice, bro.
It's hard to break away from the beanie life. I had to chop the hair just because, like, I was way too comfy, baby. So woo! I was like, shit. But, you know, I had to get rid of the mullet, man, just because, like.
Javi got a new energy about him, too.
Bro.
Javi got a whole new energy. Bro, I'm telling you, hair holds energy.
Bro, yeah.
Hair holds energy, dog.
Out here fucking fiancés. Anyways. Anyways. Woo! You know, baby.
We starting off hot like that? This is how we starting, bro? Yo, 2023 about to be a great year.
This is about to be a crazy year.
Oh, my God. Javi gives no fuck no taking more. My- oh, my God.
Taking all
I thought
of
this
my-
was a you and I thing. We letting everybody in?
Well, now you
know. Hey, but I guess, well, just like someone, we letting everybody in.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. 100%. Busy 7 days a week. You know what I'm saying?
You already know. Cuts on cuts.
Bro, okay. Tell me about your cuts today.
Oh, bro. So it was phenomenal, dude. Like, I was working on mannequin stuff, right? Like graduations and stuff like that. And I made a post on that, too. On the Daisy Barber Useful Fades. We're going to talk about that, too. But we're transitioning into different modes of our lives. You know what I mean?
The Daisy Barber, man.
Because one of my main goals is I want to put on for Daisy people. So Useful Fades, as cool as it was, the name being tied to Useful Nonsense and everything like that with my LLC and all that, I felt like this puts me on a better position to be able to serve the community and the people that I want to serve and provide for, right? So I truly feel like this was a way better transition. And I think you came up with the idea for that. You were the one you were giving me my haircut about 2 Thursdays ago, and you were like, the Daisy Barber. And I don't know why that just clicked in that moment. I was like, yo, that's, and I think I changed it right in front of there. Right then and there, I changed it. You did, bro.
So I was like, yeah, you might as well just do it right now. Like, yeah. I'm going to get the towel ready because I was about to throw the towel on you. And then you were out there just doing it, and then you're like, it's done. And I was like,
bet. Yeah. So, no, bet. Dude, that was, thank you for that, man. That really put a lot of things in perspective. But yeah, man, they gave me an opportunity to do cuts today. Like, I got 4 walk-ins today. I learned a lot from those walk-ins, just and from what they saw in my skill and where I'm at, my understanding of my skill, they see potential. So for me, that's pretty good because the two gentlemen that own the shop have 50 years of experience combined. You know what I'm saying? That's invaluable experience.
Yeah, man.
So
when the shop owners are actually barbers,
oh, dude,
it's always beautiful. A good thing. It's a beautiful thing.
And they want to teach. That's the difference, bro. At this shop, they want to teach you. There's only one other shop, and I talked about the shop, Cutthroat. These two are the only shops that I've ever seen where they have a whole education program and an apprenticeship program where you come in, you learn, they give you cuts to do, they give you mannequin work to do, and you do those things, and they teach you the next level shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? In terms of skill. And eventually, you're going to outgrow those places, and that's true, right? Because you're going to get to a point where you're going to be like, hey, kind of in your shoes. Right, where you're like, I want to make all the money that I can,
bro. Yeah, man. When you come to realizations, it gets crazy. Wait, what kind of realizations have you came to? Like, before, when the year started, you're like, would that put you on this path to what you're about to do this year? What realizations did you come to that brought you to this course of action that you're about to, you know, execute on?
It was just a sink or swim for me because I knew that I'm not gonna put myself in a position where barbering comes last. So I had this conversation with everybody, my girl, my family, everybody. I told them. For me, barbering is my purpose, and I will sacrifice everything to follow that purpose. Everything else comes after that. And I had to make sure that they were all okay with it, and for the most part, they are, and they're willing to, you know, be understanding and all that stuff. So, yeah, man, like, I had to have that tough conversation with myself, too. Like, how bad do I want this? Like, if this is really what I want, then I got to go all in. And you know what I mean? And then going back to 24 was kind of like me, in a way, humbling myself because I don't have the clientele that I need to have to be full-time barbering, right? So,
in a way, like, there's like a symbolic thing there because you went around full circle,
yeah,
while also juggling something you're working towards. Yeah. Hey, bro.
Yeah. Hey, no, bro. Dude, it's phenomenal, man. Because I had, and when I was doing the interview for 24, I was letting them
it's
know.
It's literally a pathway. It's like you can go down A, the thing you've been working for, or B, where you started, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's cool because in a way, the paths can merge. I have the capability to merge both of these paths together and be able to create the future that I want to create for myself. And still not struggle at this present moment either. Because there's a lot of people that are going to be like, hey, nah, you need to just go full all in right into this shit. If you really want it, you're going to make it work. That's dumb. You're going to, like homie said, Marvy Marv also said this too, that you can't put your responsibilities on pause. You know what I mean? Bills don't stop. So you still got to have some money coming in while you're building up a clientele. So this is going to allow me to do that. And I was having a conversation with people at 24 when I was doing an interview. I let them know, if this shit interferes with barbering, I will leave.
Good shit.
I was like, I don't care. Like, I told him, I'm not working Saturdays. I'm going to be at the barbershop every Saturday. I was like, I'm willing to give you guys my Sunday. That's my only day off that I'll have, but I'm willing to give this to you.
God damn, bro.
You get what I'm saying?
Grabbed his cojones.
Oh, dude, I was straight stone face killer in that fucking interview, dog.
Yeah,
I came in with an energy, dog.
You're better than me, bro.
Dude, shit. I went in with that energy I don't need y'all. I went in with the I don't need y'all energy.
Mm-hmm.
And they felt it. Even the GM told me, he goes, I see what the energy you're coming with. And when a general manager of a place tells you that, he's like, I feel the energy you're coming with, that's different. You get what I'm saying? So I was like, yeah, bro.
That's crazy,
like,
bro. I'm excited for dude. You.
This year's going to be the year.
That's a ballsy approach. That's good, man. My realizations, I got to come first. That's my biggest realization. Everything I want, I got to put me first, bro. I got to put me
first. Hallelujah, bro.
And then my second realization, bro, this one, I'm glad you got the camera on me. I'm the reason I'm single. It's me. It's me. I'm the reason, bro. Dude, put it back on me. Hold on. I got to look in the camera. I'm the reason I'm single. And I've come to the realization. That's okay.
It's fine. It's fine, bro. You know who you sound like right now? You ever watched New Girl?
No.
Oh, you got to watch the show New Girl? It's a fucking goofy-ass show. Just like, it's kind of like a Friends type of show, but it's actually really funny. Friends is not that funny. but no, there's a character named Nick Miller. And he, you sounded just like him. He goes, I'm the reason why I'm single. That's so fucking funny. Wait, what made you come to that realization? Like, what happened? What was the thought process on why did you, where did that come from?
I put barbering and everything that I'm working towards first.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gotten in the way of building anything with anyone going forward since my, last breakup.
Do you regret anything? Do you feel like?
Not really, though. Okay. It's like, it brought me to the realization that I gotta put me first.
Okay, so what's the action plan for you to put yourself first? Like, what are you gonna do?
Man, I gotta switch my business to scaling the location, bro. The way I carry myself online, like, bro, this mentorship that I picked up is an eye-opening experience, a very humble one too. Because damn, you think you know everything and then you end up meeting guys 30 times better than you at it. And then you're like, fuck, I'm still a novice. And yeah. So like, I'll be honest. I was real light skinned about it. I was emotional as shit whenever I had watched this hour long video of just like, so these are the videos. This is what you want to do. This is what that is like. And I was just like, bro, I do none of that. What the fuck? And so I was like, dang. I was like,
I'm glad because I'm really happy this is happening to you. You know why? Like, we were kind of talking about this off air. You needed a swift kick in your ass. You really needed that. You had to see people with less of a skill at barbering and a less of a passion for barbering than you make more money than you. Because there's nothing that lights a fire under your ass than a motherfucker that sucks making more money than you. You feel what I'm saying?
Yep.
There's nothing like that, dog.
Yep.
And even like people you look up to, you need to be at that mindset of, I'm gonna get better than you. Yep. I'm coming for your food.
It's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, you gotta have. You're gonna develop this killer instinct, and I think this is where we're so different, right? I think I came into the industry with the killer instinct of, I want to dominate people.
I came in scared as fuck. I came in very doubtful of myself. I'm not going to lie. I was leaving HEB.
RKO! Bro.
Hey.
Sorry, the cat was fighting. No, the cat had the cat in RKO.
Yeah,
my wrestling brain, my lizard brain kicked in.
Bro, yeah, man, I came into barbering with like low confidence, mm-hmm. like 100%, did not believe in myself. And my mentor had the most, still to this day, has the most confidence, Anthony. And, you know, so that's why I always just try to be like on his level and stuff like that. And bro, it definitely hindered me in a lot of ways because I was very active and going out and stuff like that. I put myself in a lot of environments during my beginning stages of barbering, but never really seized the moment to like promote myself and talk to people. Because a lot of what barbering is just you connecting with people, and really anyone can get a haircut anywhere, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But if they fuck with you a lot, hey, they'll follow you. And if they like what you do, hey, double money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and it took me some time to learn that for myself. I mean, man, bro, like during the pandemic, I was working at Target and I was like working at cutting out of the house before I joined my first like for real shop licensed and shit.
I remember those days.
Good times. Man, bro.
Dude, you've come a long way. The cutting out of your garage and the little
patio.
The patio with the cover. Yeah, with the mosquito nets and all that shit, bro. To where you at now? You started with bad lighting, bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, you was grinding, dog. I remember those days. I'd come hobbling to you to get a fucking cut every week.
Yeah, bro, that's right.
You know, and bro, you giving me the first pair of clippers January of last year. You know what I'm saying? You talking about you had doubts, dog? I was so content with where I was. I was making good money. But what I was doing with, you know, with the previous company that I was with that laid us off, we're not going to give them no clout. But, yeah, dude, you really pushed me because I had been talking to you about wanting to probably get into barbering for about a year and a half, 2 years. And you finally got fed up and were like, here, go fucking tinker with these.
Yeah, man.
You gave me those. And you know what the crazy part was, bro? I didn't touch those clippers. They fucking stared at me on my bookshelf every night before I went to sleep. Those clippers stared at me and... Sometimes I did feel like a piece of shit because I didn't go for it right then and there. You get what I'm saying? Like, I could have dropped down to part-time at what I was doing and been in school part-time, and I would have probably been in a whole different position right now.
Yeah, man.
You feel what I'm saying? But I wasn't ready for that. I wasn't ready for that responsibility. Just like you're getting that swift kick in your ass about scaling your business, I got that swift kick in my ass about starting a business. You know what I mean?
Crazy.
So, yeah, bro, like, dude, this is going to be a phenomenal year for you, dude. You have no idea. Like, just your energy on how your mind frame is switched and what you're looking at and how you're looking at things, dude. Bro, you about to... Dude, I'm fucking excited.
A humbling experience.
Stay humble.
I'm ready for it, bro.
Stay humble. Right? Just know there's always going to be a motherfucker better than you, but you're going to catch up to the motherfucker. And you're going to get to the next one and the next one after that.
Yeah.
And you're going to keep cutting heads off.
It's gonna be happening, bro.
That's it.
It's gonna happen, bro. God damn. It's just the realization and everything is just it's a whole other level, man.
It's different.
Anyways, how are things with you?
Ah, bro, blessed.
Yeah, how's school?
School's good. I mean, I'm almost done. I got two more weeks. I'm done. I'm done with school. I ain't gotta be at school no more. So that's gonna open up my availability a lot more to be at the barbershop. I was at the barbershop all day today. You know, like I said, I did four cuts. And, bro, it was my second day there. At part of my mentorship, you know, my apprenticeship. And I did four cuts. And they liked them. The customers seemed to like them. I didn't like them because I felt like I could have done better. But that's just me.
Yeah.
That's just me. I don't like any of my cuts. Even after each of my cuts, I was like, I could have done better.
That makes sense, though, bro. I mean, that's what life's going to be like here going forward. But once you work on it, you know what I'm saying?
I don't want this feeling to ever go away, though. I don't ever want to be content with my cutting. I don't ever want to be content with, like,
you probably never will, to be honest.
Yeah. I always want to keep chasing that dragon of just getting
I'm never
better.
Really happy with my cuts. I'm like, man, but I got to go.
Yeah. But there's going to get to a point where I'm going to get to a point, right, where my cuts will be good enough to where I can charge a decent amount and be able to make a sustainable living, even a pretty well off living in the next year. Right? Dude, you're going to be at a whole different level. And even in your cutting, you're going to be at a whole different level in the next year. I want to do a recap episode of this episode and see where we're at.
Ah, damn, bro. Shit. That's... I'm going to fucking throw up. I'm fucking...
One thing I did learn about barbering, it fucking breaks your body.
Hell yeah,
oh,
bro.
Dude, you're like this all day long.
Right now, I'm kind of shrimping because like my body hurts and I just want to lay down. Yeah. I'm like, but nah, we got...
Nah, dude, I went home. I ate my Chick-fil-A. I smoked a little bowl, right? And then I fucking foam rolled. I just foam rolled, bro. Oh, that feels so good on my back. Oh, dude, my shoulders felt good.
I got a foam roll. I need to do that.
Yeah, dude. Foam roll every day. But nah, man, you inspired me to... My goal now is to try to work out every day, even if it's like just burpees. You know what I'm saying? Just go in the backyard, do 100 burpees or some shit.
Shit, man. Just wall squats or...
Oh, dude. Wall squats are evil.
Wall squats are...
That's evil. And that's inhumane. Yeah, man. You know what's crazy? They used to make us do that in school.
I forgot about that. We did have to do wall squats. Dang.
Like in class. Like, remember my history teacher in sixth grade, Mr. Williams? Shout out to him. Swole ass motherfucker. Dude, he was huge, bro. He was like, but he was the funnest fucking dude. We used to do your mama jokes in class. Like, he used to do your mama jokes with us until he got in trouble. And this was at Space Center Intermediate. And he would literally do your mama jokes with us. And he got in trouble for that shit. And he was like, yo, I can't do your mama jokes no more. Somebody got sensitive and they wanted to. Some fucking sensitive prick told on Mr. William that he did a yo mama joke. And it hurt his fucking feelings. Fucking loser.
That's when cancel culture started.
Yeah, dude. You fucking losers. Your mom probably got stuck in a dryer and you didn't take the opportunity, you fucking loser.
Fucking loser.
Or stepmom, sorry. Stepmom. Mom would be wild.
Oh, man. My favorite porn is stepmom porn.
What? We going out of porn now?
Yeah, bro.
Who's your favorite porn star?
Man, I don't know.
You know, don't even.
I don't
lie.
Know. I for real don't know. Well, no, I do know a name. Mia Khalifa. Just kidding. You like, I know a name. You never like, mind. I know a name,
bro. You like a basic bitch.
I am 100%. I'll scroll through.
Not saying you're a basic bitch. Uh-huh. I'm saying you like a basic bitch. Yeah. Basic bitch.
Yeah.
I said basic bitch.
I was like, who's basic? He makes basic.
No, Mia Khalifa ain't even all that, bro. She's honestly mid.
You probably
like
probably.
Not even mid, bro. Like Riley Reid is mid.
Who the fuck is that?
She's a little shorty. You know what I'm saying? She's mid, and Mia Khalifa's way below that. You get what I'm saying? You got to get into like Violet Starr, bro. Whoo!
Who the fuck is that?
Yeah, but that bitch is fine. Yeah, right. I'll Google her.
Fucking Violet Starr.
Violet Starr, bro, with two R's. Fucking boring ass little Latin shorty, bro. Like, literally, bro. Oh, beautiful face. The perfect size tits. The ass is nice. Oh. Flashbacks. Look, Javi about to look at us. I'm going to zoom in on Javi.
She pretty.
Exactly, dog.
She pretty.
She's gorgeous. I don't even know why she doing porn. I want to know what her childhood was like. What happened in your childhood, Violet Starr,
like,
that you
wrong?
Are doing porn? Sweetheart, what happened? I'm grateful for it, but what happened? I'm not actually not grateful for if any kind of trauma was inflicted on you as a child.
I was about to say, bro, hold on.
I'm not condoning it, but whatever may have happened led you down to this path. And I ran into you on Pornhub. Is Pornhub shutting down? I keep seeing this shit on Twitter. Is Pornhub shutting down? Because if so...
Elon Musk needs to buy it.
Dude, no. Let Pornhub shut down.
Yeah?
Porn is really bad. Porn is actually really bad. I'm going to go full Andrew Tate on this. Porn is really bad.
Not going to lie. Porn be fucking draining me.
Dude, it does.
I'll be like, I had a long day, but I'm still squeezing a nut. I'm like, bro.
Dude, but you sleep the best after a long day in a nut.
I specifically do that to sleep better. It's not even for the perversion.
But you know what's crazy? Like, I've been feeling so disgusted lately. After I watch porn, I have to immediately take a shower. Like, after I do it, bro, I feel so disgusted in myself, I just go take a shower.
You're like, hold on, I need to wash these sins off.
I brother. I swear to God. Wallahi, dog. That's how, literally, wallahi, bro. That's how I be feeling, dog. I be asking Allah for forgiveness. I be like, please forgive me. You know, I know I'm not right.
I ain't right. But anyways. Nah, bro.
Yeah. Hey, listen, man, I'm trying.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
You know what, what I realized what my trigger is? Boredom. When I'm bored, I be just wanting to fucking nut. But when I'm busy as fuck, like tonight, I'm probably not going nut. I'm tired. I'm way too tired. I've been up since 6 o'clock fucking morning.
I worked out midday on no food in my stomach, bro. I
had energy drink, for that. Bro. I was like, man. Did you at least have a protein shake?
Nah, bro. I had an energy drink, actually. Yeah, 3D energy drink. That's a good energy drink. I like that. Not too much stimulants. I didn't shit myself. I hate stimulants and energy drinks. Where your face itch?
Mm-hmm.
I hate that shit. That was C4 that did that to me. Shotgun.
I love those.
Shotgun used to do the same thing, bro. My eyebrow would be like...
See, I used to do cocaine, so that C4, like, that tingly feeling in my face, I love it. I used to do coke, so, like, for me, it just... I don't know.
I forget you're built different.
Oh, shit.
I'm way too pussy to do fucking coke.
Don't do it now. You'll fuck around and die. You'll actually die doing coke now.
Yeah, it's fentanyl and shit nowadays.
Bro, they're cutting everything with fentanyl. They're cutting weed with fentanyl now. They're doing all that shit. So if you can, buy your shit from, like, high-quality places. Pay that extra $15, bro. It's definitely... If you're going to still smoke weed, just buy high-quality shit. Like, simple as that. Don't be going to your girl's auntie's cousin's kid who's selling weed. You know what I'm saying? Who's selling a quarter ounce for, like, $80. Or, like, who's selling an ounce for, like, $100, whatever. Quarter ounce is for 80 is usually average.
Yeah.
Bro. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, go somebody that has a reputation.
His shop is so well lit.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Marv's?
Yeah, I love Marvin Marv, bro.
How much does it cost to open a bar? Shit. $200,000. Where the fuck am I going to get $200,000 from?
You make $200,000. You make $200,000.
Yeah.
Doing. You just gotta get it all cash.
Yeah, I need to start like preparing for my taxes and everything
fucking,
like that.
That's another thing weighing on me. My fucking taxes. I gotta find a CPA.
I actually know somebody.
Good. Send me the info.
I gotta
do it.
Yeah.
God damn. Yeah, that's the thing that's been weighing on me. I'm like, damn, bro. I need to consult with them and collect all of the paperwork, the receipts. This is my first year. I get to like. Claim things, so like
don't go too crazy on that shit either.
Yeah,
like claiming shit, because it's gonna be like you made, hypothetically, right, you make $85,000 a year and you got like $50,000 in write-offs, bro. It's gonna show you that you made 30 some thousand in your income, right? So if like next year you want to buy a house, they gonna look at your previous year's tax and be like, yo, you can't, how the fuck is it math don't math?
Yeah,
how the fuck you got?
You probably 30? Do quarterly or something like
that's
that.
That's what too. That's kind of what I was gonna start was what I was gonna bring up is like I need to set it up to where I'm doing quarterly taxes, especially on a position where you know commission or you know where you're in your studio spot where you're full 1099 too. Bruh. So yeah, man, like that shit's gonna be like a really big thing for both of us, is like learning how to do our taxes, bro. Cause taxes, bro, you can't. You can't. There's two things you can't escape. Three things in life you can't escape. Death is one of them. Student loans and taxes. Those are the three things you're not going to escape in life. Your student loans is going to get passed on to your fucking children. So don't go to college. Go to a trade school, fucking dummy. You know what I'm saying? That's not for everybody. This is, if you're listening to this, you're probably not even in the I'm going to college route. Most likely. Because you're listening to degenerates.
If you're thinking about it, listen, bro.
There's so much money to be made otherwise.
You got to ask yourself why you want to do that. Like, why do you want to go to college? Not because your parents sit here and talk about so-and-so's kid doing so good or whatever the fuck. Probably put some shit in your head. But why the fuck do you want to go to college? Because your parents, your sister, brother, whoever the fuck hyping you up about going to college, they're not going to be the one doing them notes, taking them exams, stressing for finals, and then doing the same shit next semester, and then paying for it. It's all going to fall on you. So you got to ask yourself, do you want to do that shit? Because a lot of these motherfucking kids that I got come in my chair, they're being told to do it, and so then they're doing it. And then their first year, like, yeah, I fucking hate that shit. I don't know what to do. I'm like, literally anything else. Like there's thousands of ways to make money and make a great living while not breaking your back.
Yeah.
I mean, you always got to break your back at first and create a machine, and then you can dial back and chill and let it prosper.
I think for me, one thing that I learned is like find your purpose. Cause I think that's way more important. Purpose over profits, passion.
Hell yeah.
Passion will get you places. Purpose will take you places. There's a difference. Passion will get you places. Purpose will take you places.
This is true, bro.
Right?
And bro, like I used to cut Rafi's hair for free a lot of the times, or for like $11.
I was like,
fucking, I need to learn. He's funny to talk to, and he's like pointing out things that he doesn't like, so I'm learning faster. And so like I became the king of like high fades within that same year. And then I moved on to the next haircut.
Yeah.
Mid phase and taper phase or shit like that. But
yeah, dude.
And for me it wasn't even really work. It was just like, this is what I want to do. And so like it was just chilling. We'd be up till like 8-9 PM sometimes. Late.
Dude, cuts.
Yeah, bro.
Dude, it's crazy. Like even when I do house calls now, like it's like I don't people like think of that. Like when I tell people I'll do house calls and stuff, like, oh, why are you doing house calls? Or like, why don't you charge so much? Like I tell them, bro, like, I don't really charge for house calls because I'm not licensed. I tell you whatever you want to give me, you give me. And I've had people just be like, just give me a handshake, dog. And I'd be like, hey, thank you for the opportunity and thank you for the rep. You know what I'm saying?
That's what you have to do.
Huh? You got to, though. You got to give your service for free, man. And like,
don't go promoting that, though, online.
No.
I've learned that with some of my other student barbers that come to me. Because I got three other ones that come to me aside from Rafi. And one of them learned the hard way. Do not promote online that you're doing free haircuts, because then you'll just be attracting mooches.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if it's someone cool that you know and that you can build a relationship with or something, cool. And then just learn obsessively. Try a new haircut every time, a new type of fade, new type of technique, and then just prosper off of that and take pictures, tons of pictures.
I remember when we did our second episode of the podcast, Anthony was here for that one, and he told me, if your fade technique and your cutting technique is not changing every couple of weeks, you're not getting better, because you're too comfortable to change anything up in your ways. And that's where you get stagnant, because you're going to do the same shit every single time, and it's going to get repetitive, it's going to get boring, and then you're going to leave. He goes, I've seen this shit over and over again in this industry. He's like, I've been in this industry for 10 years, and I've seen this shit happen a lot. He goes, change your technique every couple of weeks. And I've been doing that.
I will say, for a beginner, I don't know if you've done it yet, but this helps anyone out, especially when it comes to taking out that bottom line. Mm. Going in with a 3-guard at first, set your initial like guideline, then go in there with the trimmer and bald upwards instead of setting it in, and scoop up, and then shape that drop fade or that mid fade, and then you can shaver it up and then fade up from that, just because it's such a dummy proof technique. But sometimes I'll fall back on that technique just because I want to do something different this week, so I'm gonna fall back on the OG stuff.
Yeah,
so then I'll just do OG stuff.
I still go what I do is I go with the clipper closed, and I set my ball line with that, debulk everything underneath that, clean everything out, right? And then I'll go with my no guard open. And one of the things that they told me today is like, I need to stretch my no guard open more, right?
Okay.
That's what I need to stretch more.
Okay.
They're like, all your other stuff is cool. You just need to stretch that no guard open more, so that way you have more of that from close to open when you're blending in. He goes, that transition and working with the half guard, and then with the half guard a little bit more.
I wish we could cut our own hair.
Yeah.
Because you have the perfect texture of hair for that technique. And that's where I learned a lot of my work is with the open guard. Then everything else is, I'm flying through, because it's just like one, two, half guard, half, 1.5 guard, done, 5 on top. Maybe just kind of bristle some of the ends, because I know it grows in different directions on that other side, and then set, start edging.
That's it.
Dummy proof.
That's it. So yeah, man, it's just like little techniques, right? I tried a new technique with my shaver today. I saw this technique on Instagram while I was waiting for the shop owner to come in. I got to the shop before the shop owner did. Yeah. But
good.
I was watching this thing on Instagram, and it was like, if you struggle with the foil razor, shaver going up and down, he goes, don't do that. Go in circular motions, and you won't set a hard line.
Yeah.
And I tried that today, and it didn't set a hard line, and I was like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. I just saved 20 minutes. I just saved like 15 minutes of my time trying to get that fucking line out.
Yeah.
Just by doing a circular fucking motion.
And you're just like, damn, who the fuck has been hiding this gym from me?
Literally.
Yeah.
But at the same time, what makes me mad is like, you don't learn that in school.
Nope. Bitches. Anyways.
No shame to no school, man. I love the school I'm at. I love the people that teach me, man.
Yeah, bro.
They're great people.
My school is horrible.
Oh, oh my God. Let's not even talk about him.
My fucking school was horrible. KNG, bro.
It was beating people up in that school.
Bro. Anyways. Crazy times, bro.
Yo, TDLR is changing up shit again for schools.
Yeah, bro. I'm excited for these newer barbers, but also I'm not, because I'm seeing a new wave of barbers, and bro, they have like this entitlement like mindset. So I almost wish more of them got to watch us and we knew some, because we could just talk to them. We're not even necessarily big brother in them or like mentoring them, but just like hear them out and then repeat what they just said back to them so that they can hear what they just said from someone else's voice. Yeah. And they'll be like, I don't know if I meant that.
But
like,
no, but that's what you just said, though. They got to be self-aware, though, to actually even understand that, right?
Yeah.
And it's cool that there's a lot of people coming in the industry But the thing with that is, it's good that they come in because they're going to bring eyes to the industry, but they're going to fizzle away.
But the thing is there's a relationship to build there, especially if one day you end up building a shop one day. And you'll be like, yeah, there's this fucking kid. He's grown a lot. I'm glad I got to talk with this kid. He's going to work my second chair on the left side over there when you end up having a shop or something 100%. Like that.
100%.
Or an academy, dude.
That'd be cool, too.
That'd be cool.
Like, I wouldn't mind having a school one day. Because knowledge held is knowledge lost. So, if we can pass knowledge on from what we learned, like, say, 10 years down the line, you know what I'm saying? And we are able to pass that down to the next generation of people, man, and help them become quality people and quality barbers. Emphasis on people, quality people, right? Because anybody can become a quality barber and be a shitty person.
Exactly.
There's back a lot to, of great barbers.
Back to our realizations, person. Man.
Yes.
Back, zoom in on me. Another big realization, and it's still a pretty big realization, is I'm the reason I'm single. It's me. Part 7. I'm the reason.
I'm realizing a lot of shit in my shit. I'm the problem.
Yeah, bro, 100%. I'm like, man, it's my reaction to things. Sometimes I'm dramatic, and I'm like, man.
But there's nothing wrong with being dramatic. It's an emotion.
It is true.
Right? Just allow yourself to feel it in an extensive way.
What I've learned in examining my past relationships is, like, I may be this certain way and this is how I am, but, like, also I got to think about how that other person is and how that, like, aligns with how that's going to play well with them. So, like, you date somebody who gets anxious real fast when this shit. If you overreact all the time, you're keeping them on eggshells all the time. They're always stressed out. I'm going to pop this ice.
Oh, yeah. Do you think? Pop that shit up. Ooh, anyway. Daddy.
Shit.
ASMR.
I don't want to go to work tomorrow.
Hey, man. Listen. You will be out of that situation in the next 30 days.
By the way, Lisa, I don't like you if you're watching this. I don't like you. Oh! Stop watching our podcast. I don't like you. Anyway, so to shed some light on that, our viewers, she's a coworker of mine who's like 51, 52 and doesn't like me and purposely listens to my conversations, but then also has like a snarky attitude towards me all the time. Like, bro, you're 52. I'm 29. What the fuck? I'm 29. You're 51 and I'm 29. Why the fuck do you know? Why are you such a messy coworker? I don't like, bro, what is going on right now? I was like,
they hate us because they ain't us.
Bro, like, you're half my age. What are you fucking doing?
Double. You're half her age.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Fuck. I'm half your age, bitch. Hold on.
You're half my age. You're 14 and a half.
Actually, you know what? You know what? You are half my age because I'm much more mature than you, motherfucker. And I do more than you.
Jesus.
I'm doing numbers. Don't fucking play with me. You need to be watching us and learning from us.
Damn.
Stupid. My mom's younger than you. What the fuck? My mom does really good hair color too. I wish she was in the industry, bro. We could really make something pop.
The Castillos. Los Castillos.
Yeah, bro. She fucking... She would have been a pioneer in the color game. Bro. And she loves watching all the shit that's done nowadays. Balayages and all this crazy color with girls' hair. Like, because that was her shit back when she started coloring hair at the age of 15. Because my grandma owned a shop. And it was like, and it was a fast fade shop. It was like $9 cuts. It was in Lake City. Oh, dude, yeah, I gotta take you there. It's called Dynamic Cuts. Hollywood Hair is there now, though, in that spot. I don't know if you're. It's off of 518, right? 518, yeah. And right down the road from it is a shop that is a shop owner from someone I went to high school with, actually. But before that, it's right next to a Sonic. And that was her little shopping center. And my mom had been cutting hair for like ever, but she really, her money was the color. But the thing is like, color got phased out after a few generations, and like by like 2003, she just stopped doing color on the side. She was making some fat money though. She would like work at Sam's, like a single mom, you know what I mean, and then hustling it out, doing color and shit like that. See, man, that's why I want to go hard in this fucking industry, because like there was days that I got, there's days I always ate. But like, there's days I always wondered why mom wasn't eating with me. You know what I mean? So like, you know, as I reflect on that, I'm like, nah, man, I need to go hard. Now I'm able bodied. I'm fucking out of shape, but I can fix that. You know what I mean? I'm at an age where I can fix that. So with what we were talking about off camera, this shit's gonna be fucking crazy. It's gonna be a good year for the both of us. I'm excited. I'm tired of fucking stressed, but we're gonna make this shit fucking happen because it has to happen, and it's gonna fucking work out.
I shit you not. I walked into this house today. My energy was so low, I was just tired. And then when Javier started talking about all this shit, like the mentorship and everything like that, bro, like, I'm telling you, I got so fucking excited. My dick almost got hard. Like, I was there. I was there. Like, just at the cusp of it, you know what I mean? Just the cusp of it. But, nah, dude, it's just like, it's great because...
Him and I share the same thing. We want to see our mom stop working.
100%.
Like, I'm not really close to my dad, and I don't really think he is either. Kind of. It's hard. It's complicated. Tough. But our moms, though. Moms go first. And we want to see our moms. If we can get our moms to retire in a house that we paid for, dude, living there with us and helping us raise our future family, paid off house, you know what I'm saying? Dude,
beautiful, man. Inshallah, good. Bro. Inshallah.
With some fucking acres, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes. Acreage. You know? Talk to me.
And it's going to happen. It's going to happen because it has to happen.
It will. Yeah. We're going to be the ones in our family, bro, that's going to break that paycheck to paycheck. Oh, yeah,
we've already did it. We're just on our way to doing it at this point.
The income is incoming.
Yeah, bro. Like, we've already done it. It's just a matter of getting there.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I already know how this movie ends. That's crazy.
Isn't it crazy, excited, like, knowing where your future is headed?
Bro, yeah. No shit.
As long as we
can... It's so scary, though, because it's almost like, do I deserve it? Fucking yes, I deserve it. Fuck yeah.
Bro, like, you know what? That imposter syndrome shit... It's really accurate. Like, cause like sometimes, bro, I'd be laying on the floor and I'd just be looking up and I'm like, what the fuck did I do to deserve this life?
Yeah, bro.
Bro, I didn't do shit. I swam out of my dad's nutsack. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, bro. I swam out of the dude's nutsack and he did all the work. He's the reason why I'm here. If he didn't cross that ocean and almost die coming here and succeeded in that and been a fucking maniac the way he was, I'm not here. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing barbering. I'm probably doing some bullshit, married with four kids, losing my hair, and living in a third world country, dude.
It's a different background.
Do you get what
it's
I'm a saying?
Different background.
Yeah, dude. So yeah.
Both of our homelands are not good homelands at all.
No.
I'm watching Mexico right now get torn up by its own people because someone's son got arrested.
Oh, man, yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
Hey, you seen his wife taking pictures in the fucking jail with the dude? That dude is going to get killed.
They need to be fucking, boy.
That dude is going to get killed.
Like, everyone's laughing, but like, bro, that person's
going to he's going to get his dick in his
gonna
mouth. He's
going to be tortured before he's killed.
Yeah, they're going to cut his penis off and stick it in his mouth.
They're going to cut him slightly open in the stomach, and they're going to let a starving pig eat him out. That's what they do, bro. I've been watching their videos. I'm so desensitized to like shit like that because growing up, I on my iPod Touch, I would always watch cartel videos, or my cousins would drop cartel videos in the fucking Kick app conversation group thing, whatever, Kick. And like, bro, the shit that they would share, I was like, what the fuck? They also in Mexico have a whole, they don't have like a filtering system. They still don't on their version of Google. I forgot what it's
called. Oh yeah, no.
Yeah, like, because over here we got filters for days, but over there it's just like you can find anything. Crazy. Anyways.
Isn't it crazy how internet is moderated in different countries?
100%, bro.
Like, some countries have no moderation, and there are some countries that have nothing but moderations.
I think it's crazy that one of my my aunt went to, whatchamacallit, she went to fucking Italy with her fiance or whatever the hell, this past summer. This is my dad's side, and she's cool. She was eating literally pastas and shit like that, cheeses for days, and lost weight. She came back a week later, 13 pounds lighter.
Oh, yeah, because it's all natural.
What the fuck?
It's all natural shit. There's Europe.
What the fuck?
The standard of food in Europe, like, if you look at some of the
Skittles are illegal. That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Some candies that we get, like, for sale here at the dollar store are illegal as fuck.
Dude, you could just look at, like, the
same shit. You can do time if you get caught selling them.
No. You got to hear this out. Like, get a thing of Captain Crunch or Fruit Loops or whatever your favorite cereal is from here and look at the ingredients. And look at the ingredients of what the same cereal is in Europe. And you're going to see a night and day difference in that shit.
This whole country, in terms of what we eat, is technically a pigsty. Because you can feed a pig anything, right?
Yeah.
That's literally this whole damn land.
But at the same time, you also... And then I kind of have to think about it from this point of view, right? Like, it's crazy. In order to feed 300 plus million people, you can't just do... All natural, all organic.
That's crazy.
Now imagine like, a place
we have
like China
a
or
big
India. We're a third. We have a third of a population of China and India.
Someone took a big shit.
Yo, black cat.
You're just, and she's eating more. I hate her. Oh my god. Give me a second. I'm about to spray that down. Hold on. I'll be back, guys.
This is disgusting. This is why we don't have animals.
What's wrong with you? I'm glad. Jesus fucking Christ. Oh my
dear god. You're gonna be okay. Dramatic ass. Over here gagging and shit like you sucking dick.
I'd be horrible at sucking dick. I'd immediately throw up.
Bro, I'd be gagging trying to brush my tongue.
Bro. That's you?
I'd be trying to brush my tongue.
You're just like, we got it. Three more strokes.
I'm spraying that shit more.
Oh my god. Jesus Christ.
We'll be back.
Jesus. Let's get this fan going too.
Hey, spray over here.
God damn.
Oh my god, that was disgusting. Oh, my eyes hurt. Oh my god, that was disgusting. My head hurts.
I looked at it too. I went in there and I looked at it, bro. It is a fucking...
It's a log?
It's a pie. It's a big ass fucking pancake pie.
Where the fuck did she take a shit?
In the litter box.
Oh, is that not the litter box?
That's the... Yeah, that little plant thing is the litter box.
No, what is that?
Oh, that's a litter box too.
Oh.
They each got their own because they're bitches.
Oh.
They for real. They get territorial with their litter boxes. I'm like, all right, y'all both get y'all's own litter box.
Son, y'all almost saw me die live on air. That was absolutely disgusting. I am petrified.
Damn, you want to let a black cat work you like that on MLK Day? Come on now, bro. Damn, see ya. And you took your collar off? What the fuck? Dumbass.
She don't give a fuck.
She don't give a shit to this. She says it's MLK Day. I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
You can. That's okay. I guess. That was a lot.
Oh, before we forget, dude. So, we were kind of talking about useful fades and all that stuff earlier. So, the podcast moving forward is going to be on the Useful Nonsense YouTube page. That YouTube page has been existing. I have already uploaded, like, since we've been recording, all the podcast episodes have been uploading to that. So, moving forward, for the video portion, that's where it will be on the Useful Nonsense page. On YouTube, Useful Nonsense. Useful Nonsense YouTube is where the podcast will be for video. For anybody that listens to audio only, the podcast is still going to be on all streaming platforms for that. Nothing's going to change for the audio. Just the video is going to be only on the Useful Nonsense because I've been posting on that and this. So it's going to be on that specific page only from now on. And the Useful Fades, I will be turning into the Desi Barber. And that's going to kind of be more of like my cuts, the barbering stuff that I do. So if you want to follow that journey, please be my guest. Follow the journey. Support. Much love to you. If not, I completely understand you're here for entertainment only, and I get that, and I respect that. So follow us on Useful Nonsense YouTube. We got that out the way.
If you do it, I'll suck your dick.
Whoa!
I'm just kidding. I would not. Like I said, I'd be
okay. How much money you got?
I'd be horrible at sucking dick.
Listen, how much money?
I would throw up.
How much money will you have to? Somebody got to give you to suck some dick, Javi.
$250,000.
Cool. That's it.
It's gonna be the sloppiest
son,
fucking.
Son, you're gonna sell your mouth for $250,000?
Yeah.
Hey. Who the fuck? Listen, I need a GoFundMe. Somebody go get a GoFundMe. Hey, and I want to get the fucking dirtiest dick available because he's gonna sell his mouth for $250,000. I want a fat dude with like goo on his dick, right? Green goo on his dick. And I want him to get raise $250,000 so Javi can suck his dick. And that will be live on Patreon. We will literally create a Patreon for you to suck some dick. I will literally do it.
Fuck it.
And we will charge, of course.
Fuck it.
Of course, $24.99 for that. Of course, $24.99. Because who wouldn't want to...
I just thought about it. We got to make a shirt or a sticker or something. Because I get a lot of requests. Mm-hmm. Yo, when y'all make like a merch or like a hat or like a beanie or like a something, I want to buy it. Multiple times. So I'm like,
really?
I'm like, I almost want to make like a little sticker pack, and one of them's gonna be with your legs in the air with you like that.
That should be air freshener. That should be air freshener.
Yo. And make it smell like black ice, you know what I mean? The little trees. Yo, we're gonna do that shit.
That's perfect. Oh, that man. Is perfect.
Hell
that,
yeah.
That is fucking perfect.
Hell yeah.
An air freshener with my legs up.
Hell yeah.
I'm with the craziness.
That's fucking
dude. That's actually perfect. We can have one with your face like.
And it's gonna have your little Instagram barber like going like across your Instagram barber page.
Right across my legs, asshole.
Like your thigh maybe or something.
Oh, not my asshole.
No,
it can't be spraying out of my asshole.
We don't want to block the goods. You know what I mean?
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, because right. if they fold right there at your asshole, you know.
All right, how much
they
money?
They won't be able to read.
All right, how much money you gotta? Okay, this is wild. Now we're getting wild because now we talk about money. So this is about to just go off the rails. How much money would you have to get to post a bleached asshole of yours on the internet? Of course, behind a paywall, because we were not doing this shit free. But how much money on top of the money that you would get from the whatever it is that we put it up on? How much money would somebody have to give you up front to post up a bleached asshole of yours?
Give me $1,000,000.
$1,000,000?
I'm good with $1,000,000.
Wow, dude.
I'm good with $1,000,000.
Dude, you'll suck dick for $250,000 and push your asshole out for $1,000,000.
We hustling.
You're not, bro. You're cheap.
Hell yeah.
You're cheap.
That'll change my situation real quick, real fast.
Yeah.
I'll get a studio for the both of us. What are you talking about?
Dear God.
I'm about to rent out that thing for the next 3 years. I'll be I'm going to drop my deposit.
Dude, my head, I'm like $50 million. I'll put my bleached asshole up. You know what? We'll do a live podcast. If I can get $50 million, if somebody will give me $50 million, I will do a live podcast of me getting my asshole bleached.
You know he's hairy too. You know?
Oh, dude, it's a jungle.
That's gonna be
dingleberries and everything. It's disgusting.
Fuck yeah.
Why do you think in my culture we wash our asshole?
Yeah, bro.
It's disgusting. Disgusting. Yeah. Petrified. Americans in their toilet paper just fucking horrible.
Bro, imagine waxing your ass.
Oh, dude, that'd be in so much pain. But for $50 million, I'll take that pain.
Bro, that would be interesting.
It would take. I don't know if I would ever suck dick for money. that's just too much for me. You know what I'm saying?
You're like, there's a line.
That's a line, bro. I just can't do it, bro. I just can't. That's not me. I'm good. You don't have to pay me. I'm not doing it. No, don't even offer me anything.
You're like,
the answer is no.
Doing it.
I'm not doing it, bro.
About to give the sloppiest 30-second hit. God damn.
Sloppiest 30-second hit. Who are you giving a head to?
Shit, Dad, I didn't even have to say how long it had to be now that I think about it. Hell yeah, I can get away with that.
No, he got to come.
Ah, shit.
It's got to be a whole, like.
You just got to poke the butthole and activate the trigger button. There it is.
Activate the trigger button.
Hell yeah.
That's hilarious. What is it, a fucking water gun?
Yeah, bro. That's it. That's your factory reset mode. That's why you guys come. Oh, I have a true orgasm. Their G-spot's in their butthole.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. God was just dicking around. He was just like, creating us. He was like, I'm going to make this shit a sin, but they're going to love it. They can fuck around and find out. And I'm like, damn, you really just did us like that. Oh, and then also y'all got to carry the responsibility of your families too. So good luck with that. Just did me dirty. What the hell? I want to be a stay-at-home husband.
I don't think I could do that.
Nah, I couldn't. I'd be so bored. I'd be like, I'd be down for like a day, and I'd be like, all right, I'm ready to go back to work now.
Yeah, no, I just, like, I'd be cool for like a month. I wouldn't even say a day. Fuck a day. I'd be cool for a month not doing shit. Just be around the house, like, cooking and cleaning and shit. And then I'd just be like, well, I'm bored. I don't want to be here. Fucking kids. Fuck my wife. You know what I'm saying? I'm leaving
everybody. This is how close he is to saying, fuck them kids.
Fuck them kids. Fuck them kids. It's MLK Day. It's MLK Day. Okay?
This shit's funny.
Fuck them kids.
Fuck them kids, bro. You know?
Nah, when I have kids, I'm going to be a great father, though.
Man. Maybe.
I would be a great father. Fuck all that. Like, by the time I have children, I'm going to be more established in my career to where
life's going to be crazy by the time we have kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the next 4 or 5 years, that's my goal. Yeah, 4 or 5 years. I want to give myself 4 to 5 years, right? Because I want to be married for, like, at least a couple of years with no kids. Like, people that get married and have kids that same year are wild to me. Are wild. It's like, a wild
thing to do, man.
You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy to think that, like, and then, like, I wonder, like, to themselves with the inflation that we're in right now, like, how are they doing, like, truly, like, mentally? Like, I want to know what that stress, I mean, I don't want to know what that stress level is like, but I can only imagine. Like, the price of eggs, I'm a big egg eater.
$10.
I'm a big egg eater, you know? And I'm happy I stocked up heavy on Costco before they hit. So I have like 30 eggs just chilling in there. And I've been taking my time eating those. Because I'm like, man.
You're rationing eggs.
Yeah, I am, bro. Really am.
this is why having land is so important, right? I think having land and doing, what's that shit called? Farming? Not farming, but like it's a technical term for real estate. Where you have livestock on your land. And that's a tax break, too. So having chickens, having cows and shit, bro, that's so important. Like moving forward, like I feel like in the next 10 years, the way we look at the world is not going to be the way we look at the world.
Oh, 100%.
It's going to go back to like, it's probably going to go back to the way it was back like 500-600 years ago where we were trading services. Excuse me. We were trading services and bartering and stuff like that. It's going to go to that because resources are going to get so congested in terms of like hard to get.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's crazy that, like, I mean, just money, bro. Just money. Money doesn't even, it's not even worth anything. It's not backed by anything. There's a fiat system's done. Your money is literally worth nothing, technically, if you break it down. That's crazy. That's the time that we're in. And then everything's inflating. Like, bro, nah, I'm good on forcing kids just yet. Because that's what a lot of people our age range does, is like, they'll just be like, kids. you know, our relationship isn't working. Fucking maybe just let's get married and have kids in a year. Yeah, no, that'll fix everything. That'll make it more serious.
That makes it way worse.
It makes it worse, you dumbass. So, yeah, man.
Like, have some shit lined up for yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Some soul searching, and then you might not even, y'all probably shouldn't even be together.
That's true, too.
Yeah, I just lost my fiance the other day, bro. Like, it's crazy. Anyways. It's still weighing on me, on my conscience. And then I got everything else going. I'm like, man, come on, I need to stop playing with that because then karma gonna come around and I'm not gonna do good.
Yeah, knowingly when you're doing that shit, yeah, bro. Especially when you're trying to build some shit. Nah, get the fuck out of here. Get that shit out of your system.
Yeah, bro.
Get that shit out of your system.
Man. Anyways.
Damn.
Man, bro.
It was a fun episode.
It's been a crazy episode. Man, what you about to do the rest of your week?
I'm gonna be at the barbershop. I gotta be at there tomorrow morning. I gotta be at the other location tomorrow, so the one in downtown. So I gotta leave early as fuck for that. And then I'll probably end up going to school tomorrow too to get some extra hours just so I can finish my shit up already.
Have you been studying and shit like that?
Slightly. Yeah. I've been doing a lot of Kahoot.
Okay.
Kahoot has a lot of cool shit on there, so you can do a lot of that shit. But yeah, no. And then even the barbershop people were like, yo, the owner of the barbershop, he was like, yeah, I'm gonna help you with that. Get your, you know, to get your license and everything too. So, hey man, it's a blessing, bro. It's a blessing. So hopefully, God, if everything works out, if I pass my test the first time around and I do all of that, I should be a licensed barber by either the end of February or the beginning of March.
Hey,
Yeah.
It's going to be exciting.
I'm excited, man. It's terrifying that, like, dude, 6 months ago, I was just starting school. 6 months ago, I barely picked up a pair of Clippers. You know what I'm saying? And now I'm at a point where I'm just comfortable cutting and not even, like, I don't second guess myself in a lot of ways anymore. I just go and I figure out what I need to fix as I'm going along. Even if I fuck up, I'm like, okay, I'm going to fix this. This is how I'm going to fix it. Or if I don't, I'll just ask for help. And it works. Isn't that great?
Crazy.
That's another thing. If you're a new barber coming into the industry and you're in school, try to go to a shop where the owner is a fucking barber. The owner knows what the fuck they're doing when it comes to cutting hair. Secondly, if they have an education program, take advantage of that because that's free resources to you. That's money that you're saving. People are selling courses on the shit that I'm learning right now at the barbershop, learning how to do graduated cuts, projections, elevations, all these different things that I'm learning at the barbershop right now on a mannequin. People sell courses for that shit. So if you can get that shit for free, if somebody's willing to invest their time into you and give you the resources to achieve those things, take advantage of that. Fuck your pride. Fuck your pride, take advantage of those resources and the people that you have available to you and make it happen. Because that's going to set you up at least a year, year and a half, maybe 2-3 years ahead of your peers, right? So that if you can learn that in 3-4 months, you're going to be so far ahead of the curve when people are like, you can potentially sell courses later down the line. Right, so there's it opens up a lot of avenues, and maybe, you know, that's not something that I want to do is sell courses. That's not my forte. But hey, if this you're something that you see yourself doing, go to people that have knowledge. Secondly, go to a shop where nobody's there. Everybody there has a feast mentality and not a famine mentality, and is willing to help you and want to get for you to get better because they understand that rising tides raises all boats. Yep. So if I get better, that's going to push you to get better. If you're going to get better, that's going to push me to get better. So you need to have that. Also, have people in the industry, for me, for example, right? I have Javi. He is 5 years ahead of me in the game of barbering. I've learned so much from watching him do his thing that I'm able to maneuver around certain things in a different way. Like, if it wasn't for Javi, I'd probably be doing the same shit that he did when he first started, right? Where he went to a shop where he got taken advantage of and stuff like that. And, you know, learn the hard way.
Yep, slowing the whole process down.
Yeah. So I'm very grateful that I have somebody like that in my life that is able to teach me. And just from example and, you know what I mean? Like, even just having conversations, boy, he's giving me a haircut. Like, man, you know, don't do this or do that. Or like, hey, in your cuts, try this method more. Like that technique you told me to try. With the one halfway open. I've been using that. It's been working.
Yeah.
Right? You pointed it out. You're like, hey, you need to maybe use that one half open a little bit more. You know what I mean? And play around with that a little bit more in the between that one and that two or that one and that no guard a little bit and like really get that extra touch up in it. And I've been seeing a difference in that. Yeah, I'm like, wow. And sometimes that's all you need. Just having those couple of things that I just mentioned, barbershop where the owner is a barber, where there's an education program, an incentive to learn, a feast mentality, not a famine mentality amongst the barbers and the owner, right? And somebody that's you're cool with, that you're good friends with, and they can call you on your bullshit when necessary, that is also a peer of yours, but maybe 4, 5, 6, 7, maybe even a decade ahead of you in your industry.
Honestly.
Because you're going to see them do things and you're going to just innately implement them in your game.
Come get a cut from us, to be honest. Yes. We can just talk.
Yes.
We can just talk while you're getting a cut. And, you know.
Like, this shit is crazy, bro. Like, the shit I was doing in barber school, like going out to the recovery center and giving out free haircuts, they were like, dude, nobody does that. Even at the recovery center, they're like, nobody's ever come, no barber has ever come to us and offered this. This is crazy to us. This is new.
Yeah.
And all I did was just give free haircuts one day a week for 3 hours a fucking day day. Some 3 hours isn't shit. Me, people spend 3 hours on Netflix in a fucking heartbeat.
Fast.
And give away their attention. I'm giving away a service.
Yeah, dude. And connecting with people too.
Yes, bro. And it teaches you how to have conversations and be more empathetic to people because you'll see people truly struggling with themselves, truly struggling with their habits. And you can take a little piece of hope from that.
Yeah.
And it just instilling that to your life. Be like, yo, such and such can get through a fucking this type of addiction that has destroyed millions of people and get to that point where they're like, I'm no longer going to touch that substance or touch that thing or do this or, and I'm going to do this for me and me only. Those are the people that you want to surround yourself with. People that are wanting to be better. Simple as that.
Yeah. I hear you, bro. That's it.
You got anything you want to add on?
Bro.
Fuck you, Lisa.
Nah, man. Shit. Yeah, yeah. If you're a younger, if you're a newer barber, and hell, if you're not that new, but you're not comfortable with where you're at and you're in the industry, just come get a cut with us. Me or Rafi, just talk to any of us, man, or just message us on Instagram. Don't be weird, you know what I'm saying? Just talk to us like people. Bro, just talking to people in the industry will put you on, to be honest. Give you a better understanding of where you're at and where other people are at and how you can gauge your next move. Unless you like being where you're at, which money, majority of you are not happy with where you're at. And that's okay, too, to not be happy with where you're at. It's just a matter of, are you going to do something about it? There's action and then there's actually execution. You know what I mean? And I think the first step before you even get to those steps is just talking to somebody that's in the industry in another part. Whether it's someone about to join or someone that's been in for a while or someone who's been in it more longer than me.
Yeah.
Talk to somebody, man. Go get a haircut with one of your favorite barbers locally that you follow. That's the best thing you can do.
Also, if you're a client and you kind of like barbering videos and stuff like that, learn to communicate with your barber. Ask your barber, like, yo, what is it that you need from me for you to make for it to be easier for you to cut my hair? Like, what resources do I need to bring to you? Do I need to bring you a picture? Do I need to know terminology? If so, okay, I like the way you did my hair this time. What did you do? So that way I can write it down in my notes or some shit to where even if you forget what you did last time, I could just show you the notes like, hey, this is what you did. Can you do this to me again?
Yeah, that makes sense.
You feel what I'm saying? So like have those conversations with your barber too. If you're somebody that's not in the barbering industry, right? You're just a customer or a client or whatever it is you want to call it. Have those conversations with your barber and learn your haircut. Learn what it is that you like. Learn what looks good on you and learn to communicate that with your barber. So have that conversation like, hey, what do you need from me to be able to communicate what I want better to you? You know what I mean? So yeah, man, like just learn to have those conversations with your barber too, because it makes our life a lot easier when you come in. Instead of be like, oh, well, I want a little bit of finger length off the top. Finger length's a totally different thing, bro. My finger length and Javi finger length are two different fingers, bro.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
My finger length might be a quarter inch. His shit might be a whole inch. So, like, and you know what I'm saying? Don't just come in there and be like, oh, yeah, I want 2 inches off the top when you only got fucking an inch and a half of hair. How you expect me to go negative inside your scalp? What, you want me to scalp you, motherfucker?
Yeah, bro. Makes sense when you talk.
Yeah, so, like, learn the terminology. Like, not even, like, terminology.
The best thing you can do as a client, it's not hard to be an easy client. Come in on time. Know what you want, have pictures and stuff, and don't smell like dick. You know what I mean? Don't come get a haircut after you just worked out. You know what I mean? No one wants that. Nobody wants that.
Also, don't have product in your fucking hair,
bro,
because I will charge you that fucking $10 for that shampoo.
Yup.
I will charge you gladly,
bro.
Gladly. And I don't even care.
Yup.
I don't feel bad.
Not at all.
Because you made me go spend another additional 10 minutes. That's cool. That's $10 in my pocket. I ain't even tripping. You know what I'm saying? But there's things that if you come in with gel in your hair, I'm going to have to shampoo your hair because you're going to fuck up my tools.
Yep.
And you're not going to come in and buy me $300 clippers, $100, $120 pair of trimmers, new shears. Like, you're not going to do that. So if you're not going to do all of that, don't come in with gel, with $5 gel in your hair.
Yep.
Simple.
Not hard to be a good client, bro.
No.
Shit.
Yeah.
To be an interesting year, bro.
What are we watching,
bro? I owe them
this
so
is
much.
A 7-minute ad.
I owe them so much ads because I skip them all the time. Like there was one time it got up to like 42 minutes of ad time. And then one day I just let it play while I was cleaning the apartment, and then I fell asleep in the room and I woke up and it was playing videos again. I was like, okay, but I paid them the price in ads, man. Anyways, wait, what's a haircut you've been focusing on lately? I forgot to ask.
High fades and mid fades.
Okay, so wait, have you got tapers down really well? Do you feel comfortable with
tapers? I feel really comfortable with tapers. I actually did a taper on my cousin.
Good. Wait, what? On family? Nice.
Yeah, they came down from Dallas yesterday, bro. So my cousin has a kid, so my second cousin, really. Them kids got old, bro. Like, I remember seeing them at 6, 4, and 2, and now they're 16, 14, and 12, and I'm like, holy shit. Like, these kids grew up.
Time be flying,
bro. Yeah, bro. So, like, time a decade then passed by, and, but yeah, no, man, he was cool. He let me do a little mid-taper, skin faded mid-taper to him. Kind of like a Edgar cut style he did. I don't know, it was weird. Like, yeah, more bulk up top. And then like a, probably like a 5 or 6 on the back and sides, but he didn't want none of that touch. He was just like, just do a taper and we're good. I was like, okay, that's easy. Got that done like in 20 minutes.
Yeah, bro. Tapers are fun and you're going to find new ways to make them crisper.
Yeah. I think I'll need to work on high tapers, cause I'm still not comfortable with high tapers.
I hate high tapers.
High tapers are so weird. Just get a high fade.
Cause like everyone's just like, everyone doesn't have the same corners and they never match. So like, when you set your initial guideline,
it's not always, just that, but like the length of your head too.
Yeah, and then how high you're going to be taking there, right? You might as well just get a high fade at that
point. Might as well, or even a mid fade.
Yeah, bro, something.
Like the ones I get the taper, you know what annoys me? You know what annoys me?
What's up, bro?
When they call it a taper fade, when they call it a low taper, but what they really want is a low fade. Stupid. Because they're like, oh, well, yeah, I want the sides faded too. So you want a low fade, you fucking prick?
Yeah, dude.
You fucking prick. You want a low fade? You're gonna tell me a low taper fade? Yeah, those are two different haircuts.
That's 100.
Two different haircuts.
Two different things.
And if
bro.
You if I give you a low taper fade and then you tell me to give you a low fade, I'm gonna charge you for two cuts.
Back to our other conversation. Know what the fuck you're asking for. Yes. Makes sense when you talk, bro. Google. God. The Google.
Easy. And also ask your barber, like, yo, is this haircut even gonna look good on me? Like, even like, not look good on me, but like, is this even something like is suitable for my head type or my hair type? Because hair is so complex. Because there's coarse hair. There's, I hate fine hair. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. Mm-hmm. I hate fine hair.
Dang, you hate fine hair, huh?
Fine hair. I hate it. Like real thin fine hair.
Yeah, it's really less forgiving.
You Oh my god, dude, careful. I fucked it up today.
You gotta be careful.
I fucked it up today.
I hear you, bro.
Dude asked me for a half on the side. Gave him a half on the side.
It looks absolutely skinned.
Garbage, yeah.
Yeah.
He wanted a half on the side with a hard part and a comb over. I was so terrified. I fucked it up, dude. I should have really just debunked with the 1.5, right? And then go on 1, and then maybe do like a half from the C-cup down. But nah, I went half all the way to the temple, bro.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, dog. He I could tell in his eyes he didn't want to say nothing, but I could see it in his eyes. He was just destroyed. Because his son got the same haircut, and I did a great job on his son's cut. But his cut, he had such fine hair. Like, I was like, dude, this dude is fucking crazy.
Hey, bro, it's part of this. Part of I can't tell you how many cuts I fucked up just because, like, I gauged it wrong. Now, I can't tell you how many cuts I fucked up because y'all moved during the goddamn haircut.
Fucking kids. Oh my god.
Or just guys that, like, whenever you're talking to them, they'll turn towards you as you're, like, cutting them up, and then you end up pushing the entire thing up. Or you're in the balding phase, so it goes fucking up here.
Yeah.
Bro, that's happened a few times.
Dude, I had a kid today. He's 5. He just kept scratching and itching and shit. So I hit him with my FXs.
You gotta hit him with that aftershave, too.
Hey. No. His dad wanted him to get a ball fade, and I was like, there's no way this kid's gonna survive a ball fade.
Yeah.
As soon as I started combing his hair, he started moving around. Yeah. I was like, there's no way. I had to, like, midway while I was debulking the kid's hair, I was like, yo, I was like, I'm gonna do a 1 on the sides. I was like, he's not gonna survive. I was like, his scalp is way too sensitive for me to go bald on his scalp.
Yeah.
I was like, you don't understand, like, how sharp these clippers are.
Yeah, man. Stop getting your kids' skin fades. Like, age 9 and up, talk about it. But other than that, 1 fade. You know what I mean? Yes. 1 mid fade.
That's it.
Number 1.
One to a 2.
They don't need all that skin shit. Then you're irritating their skin, and then by the time they're a teenager, they got fucking weird ass skin because they've been getting skin fade since like 6.
Yeah,
bad for you. You gotta have more mature skin that can handle more aggressive haircuts.
Yeah, then but fading is not easy too.
Yeah,
like in terms of like on the skin.
No,
it hurts.
Yeah, bro. There's nothing natural about it.
If you know,
we just something we did.
Yeah,
you know. Came up with. I don't even think we're supposed to cut our hair, to be honest.
What you mean?
I feel so weird with short hair, but like with long hair, almost feels right. I don't know. Maybe that's just how we're designed.
I guess because you were used to it. You had long hair for like 3 years.
Yeah, dude. I've had long hair on and off, on and off, on and off. Good times. It'd be like that.
I've kept the same hairstyle.
Yeah, you're easy. He'd have perfect comb over hair, to be honest. Honestly, I hate comb overs at this point.
I hate them. They're so difficult.
They're difficult, bro. They'll get easy for you.
It's literally the graduation stuff that I'm just learning it. You know what I mean? I've learned it for 3 days.
Oh, it's gonna. I'll make that easy. You just gotta bring in a physical person.
Yeah.
Just like it's.
And it's interesting. Like when you have fine hair, you have to build the weight up from underneath and build it up.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like how in regular textured hair, like in your or my type of hair, right? We could just go clipper over comb and be able to build that texture. But you have to, with really fine hair, you have to like do an over direction on one side and then really build those layers up and then slowly comb it over and, you know, clipper over comb that. Yeah. You can't just go clipper over comb the whole section because it's just going to go flat because there's nothing holding it up.
I would say even when you subsection the top of the comb over, just grab literally the patch of the comb over like this in a triangle and have it all come forward, because this is going to be the part that comes back and over and back and over. So I always subsection that area or just comb it away, and then everything else is going to be, I'm focused on cutting and stuff like that. Man,
I've been learning new shear techniques.
I promise comb overs are going to be bread and butter for you,
bro. Oh, dude, yeah.
Oh, it's going to be so easy. It's going to be annoying, though, because you're just like, you're going to hear all these dudes like, oh, you know, I just want to be different, bro. And they'll get the same haircut as the dude next to them. Peaky Blinder haircut. Fucking shut up, bro.
But I'm enjoying creating shapes with hair, dude. Like, I didn't even know you could do, like, the shit that I'm learning right now. Like, I'm like, wow, this is so fascinating.
Oh, yeah, man.
And there's so many different techniques. Like, dude, the horseshoe parting, I hate it. Right now, I hate it because it's, like, it's really difficult to be able to get everything in one hand. Like, you know, not knowing how to, like, place the hands correctly and, like, and then, like, learning elevations and stuff like that. Like, you got the 0-degree elevation. This, if you do it this way on this part of the head, it's going to be totally different than versus what you do it on the back side of the head, because the hair does totally two different things on each side of the head. And you're like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, and, like, on the back of the head, if you're doing, like, graduated cuts, you got to angle your fingers a certain way to get those cuts versus when you're doing it on the sides of the head, it's just easy out of 90, 45, 0. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And versus when you're doing it on the back of the head, you gotta go 0. You got to go like 45 and then curve the shit out and then cut it and that's
so crazy, man, because like it's been a fucking minute since I've played with degrees. Like it's been a fucking minute. And you'll see why. Well, fucking, damn, I wish we had somebody here, bro. Like I promise it's easy. It's so easy.
No. As I'm learning it, it is easy. It's just a lot of information to take in fresh out of barber school.
Gotcha, bro. Yeah.
Because, like, I'm having to unlearn a lot of things.
Yeah. That's a lot of what all this is you end up having to unlearn the bad habits.
Yeah.
To bring in the good stuff.
Yeah.
Bro.
That's been fun, bro. Anything else?
I'm good. You got any final notes?
Nope.
All right, guys.
We got everything we needed to get off the agenda. Thank y'all for being part of this journey. We look forward to grow a lot more moving forward into this year. If we are not as consistent with episodes, it is because we are completely busy.
Keep up with us on Instagram.
Please keep up with us. Barber. The Desi Barber, Savi Javi, One True Barber. Thank you for watching. This is Useful Nonsense, and we out this motherfucker. Peace.
Peace.